the 21st of March. Up betimes, and first by coach to my Lord General to visit him, and then to the Duke of York, where we all met and did our usual business with him. But, Lord, how anything is yielded to presently, even by Sir William Coventry, that is propounded by the Duke. As now, to have Trout back, his old surgeon, and intended to go Surgeon General of the Fleet, to go Physician General of the Fleet, of which there never was any precedent in the world, and he, for that, to have £20 per month. Thence with Lord Brunker to Sir Robert Long, whom we found in his closet, and after some discourse of business he fell to discourse at large, and pleasant, and among other things, told us of the plenty of partridges in France, where he says the King of France and his company killed with their guns, in the Plain de Versailles, 300 and odd partridges at one bout. Thence I to the excise office behind the change, and there find our business of our tallies in great disorder as to payment, and thereupon do take a resolution of thinking how to remedy it as soon as I can. Thence home, and there met Sir William Warren, and after I had ate a bit of victuals, he staying in the office, he and I to Whitehall, he to look after the business of the prize ships, which we are endeavouring to buy, and hope to get money by them. So I to London by coach, and to Gresham College, where I stayed half an hour, and so away home to my office, and there, walking late, alone in the dark in the garden with Sir William Warren, who tells me that at the committee of the Lords for the prizes today, there passed very high words between my Lord Ashley and Sir William Coventry about our business of the prize ships, and that my Lord Ashley did snuff and talk as high to him as he used to do to any ordinary seaman, and that Sir William Coventry did take it very quietly, but yet for all did speak his mind soberly and with reason, and went away saying he had done his duty therein, and so left it to them whether they would let so many ships go for masts or not. Here he and I talked of 1,000 businesses, all profitable discourse, and late parted, and I home to supper and to bed. Troubled a little at a letter from my father telling me how he is like to be sued for a debt of Tom's by Smith the Mercer. The 22nd of March. Up and to the office all the morning. At noon, my wife being gone to her father's, I dined with Sir William Batten, he inviting me. After dinner to my office close, and did very much business, and so late home to supper and to bed. The plague increased 4 this week, which troubles me, though but 1 in the whole city. The 23rd of March. Up and going out of my dressing-room when ready to go downstairs, I spied little Mistress Tooker, my pretty little girl, which, it seems, did come yesterday to our house to stay a little while with us, but I did not know of it till now. I was glad of her coming, she being a very pretty child, and now grown almost a woman. I out by 6 o'clock by appointment to Hales's, where we fell to my picture presently very hard, and it comes on a very fine picture, and very merry. Pleasant discourse we had all the morning while he was painting. Anon comes my wife and Mercer and little Tooker, and having done with me, we all to a picture drawer's hard by, Hales carrying me to see some landscape of a man's doing, but I do not like any of them, save only a piece of fruit, which indeed was very fine. Thence I to Westminster, to the Chequer about a little business, and then to the Swan, and there sent for a bit of meat and dined, and after dinner had opportunity of being pleased with Sarah, and so away to Westminster Hall, and there Mistress Mitchell tells me with great joy how little Betty Howlett is married to her young son Michael, which is a pretty odd thing that he should so soon succeed in that match to his elder brother that died of the plague, and to the house and trade intended for him. And more, they say that the girl hath heretofore said that she did love this little one more than the other brother that was intended her all along. I am glad of this match, and more that they are likely to live near me in Thames Street, where I may see Betty now and then, whom I from a girl did used to call my second wife, and mighty pretty she is. Thence by coach to Anthony Joyce to receive Harmon's answer, which did trouble me to receive, for he now demands £800, whereas he never made exception at the portion but accepted of £500. This I do not like. But, however, I cannot much blame the man if he thinks he can get more of another than of me. So home and hard to my business at the office, where much business, and so home to supper and to bed. The 24th of March. Up into the office, where all the morning, at noon, home to dinner, where Anthony Joyce, and I did give my final answer. I would give but £500 with my sister, and did show him the good offer made us in the country, to which I did now more and more incline, and intend to pursue that. After dinner, I to Whitehall to a committee for Tangier, where the Duke of York was, and I acquitted myself well in what I had to do. After the committee up, I had occasion to follow the Duke into his lodgings, into a chamber, where the Duchess was sitting to have her picture drawn by Lily, who was there at work. But I was well pleased to see that there was nothing near so much resemblance of her face in his work, which is now the second, if not the third time, as there was of my wife's at the very first time. Nor do I think at last it can be like, the lines not being in proportion to those of her face. So home and to the office, where late, and so to bed. The 25th of March. Lady Day and Sunday. Up and to my chamber in my gown all the morning about settling my papers there. At noon to dinner, where my wife's brother, whom I sent for to offer making him a muster master, and send to sea, which the poor man likes well of, and will go, and it will be a good preferment to him, only hazardous. I hope he will prove a good discreet man. After dinner, to my papers and Tangier accounts again, till supper, and after supper, again to them. But by my mixing them, I know not how, my private and public accounts, it makes me mad to see how hard it is to bring them to be understood, and my head is confounded that though I did swear to sit up till 1 o'clock upon them, yet I fear it will be to no purpose, for I cannot understand what I do or have been doing of them today. The 26th of March. Up and a meeting extraordinary there was of Sir William Coventry, Lord Brunker, and myself about the business of settling the ticket office, where infinite room is left for abusing the king in the wages of seamen. Our being done, my Lord Brunker and I, to the Tower to see the famous engraver, to get him to grave a seal for the office, and did see some of the finest pieces of work in embossed work that ever I did see in my life, for fineness and smallness of the images thereon, and I will carry my wife thither to show them her. Here I also did see bars of gold melting, which was a fine sight. So with my lord to the Pope's Head Tavern in Lombard Street to dine, by appointment with Captain Taylor, whither Sir William Coventry came to us and were mighty merry, and I find reason to honour him every day more and more. Thence alone to Broad Street to Sir George Carteret, by his desire to confer with him, who is, I find, in great pain about the business of the office, and not a little, I believe, in fear of falling there, Sir William Coventry having so great a pique against him. And herein I first learn an imminent instance how great a man this day, that nobody could think could be shaken, is the next overthrown, dashed out of countenance, and every small thing of irregularity in his business taken notice of, where nobody the other day durst cast an eye upon them. And next, I see that he, that the other day, nobody durst come near, is now as supple as a spaniel, and sent and speaks to me with great submission, and readily hears to advice. Thence home to the office, where busy late, and so home a little to my accounts, public and private, but could not get myself rightly to know how to dispose of them in order to passing. The 27th of March. All the morning at the office busy, at noon dined at home. Mr. Cook, our old acquaintance at my Lord Sandwich's, came to see and dine with me, but I, quite out of humour, having many other and better things to think of. Thence to the office to settle my people's work, and then home to my public account of Tangier, which, it is strange, by meddling with evening reckonings with Mr. Povey lately, how I myself am become entangled therein, so that after all I could do, ready to break my head and brains, I thought of another way, though not so perfect, yet the only one which this account is capable of. Upon this latter I sat up till past 2 in the morning, and then to bed. The 28th of March. Up and with Creed, who came hither betimes to speak with me about his accounts, to Whitehall by water, mighty merry in discourse, though I had been very little troubled with him or did countenance it, having now, blessed be God, a great deal of good business to mind, to better purpose, than chatting with him. Waited on the Duke. After that walked with Sir William Clark into St. James's Park, and by met with Mr. Hayes, Prince Robert's secretary, who are mighty, both brisk blades, but I fear they promise themselves more than they expect. Thence to the cockpit and dined with a great deal of company at the Duke of Albemarle's, and a bad and dirty nasty dinner. So by coach to Hales, and there sat again, and it is become mighty like. Hither came my wife and Mercer, brought by Mistress Pierce and Nip. We were mighty merry, and the picture goes on the better for it. Thence set them down at Pierce's, and we home, where busy, and at my chamber till 12 at night, and so to bed. This night I am told the Queen of Portugal, the mother to our Queen, is lately dead, and news brought of it hither this day. The 29th of March. All the morning hard at the office, at noon dined, and then out to Lombard Street to look after the getting in of some money that is lodged there of mine in Viner's hands, I having no mind to have it lie there longer. So back again unto the office, where, and at home, about public and private business and accounts till past 12 at night, and so to bed. This day poor Jane, my old little Jane, came to us again, to my wife's and my great content, and we hope to take mighty pleasure in her, she having all the marks and qualities of a good and loving and honest servant, she coming by force away from the other place where she hath lived ever since she went from us, and at our desire, her late mistress having used all the stratagems she could to keep her. The 30th of March. My wife and I mightily pleased with Jane's coming to us again. Up and away goes Alice, our cookmaid, a good servant, whom we loved and did well by her, and she an excellent servant, but would not bear being told of any fault in the fewest and kindest words, and would go away of her own accord, after having given her mistress warning thickly for 1/4 of a year together. So we shall take another girl and make little Jane our cook, at least make a trial of it. Up and after much business, I out to Lombard Street, and there received £2,200, and brought it home, and contrary to expectation, received £35 for the use of £2,000 of it 1/4 of a year, where it hath produced me this profit, and hath been a convenience to me as to care and security of my house, and demandable at 2 days' warning, as this hath been. This morning Sir William Warren came to me a second time about having £2,000 of me upon his bills on the act, to enable him to pay for the ships he is buying, wherein I shall have considerable profit. I'm loath to do it, but yet, speaking with Colville, I do not see but I shall be able to do it, and get money by it too. Thence home, and ate one mouthful, and so to Hales's, and there sat till almost quite dark upon working my gown, which I hired to be drawn in it, an Indian gown, and I do see all the reason to expect a most excellent picture of it. Thus home and to my private accounts in my chamber till past 1 in the morning, and so to bed, with my head full of thoughts for my evening of all my accounts tomorrow, the latter end of the month, in which God give me good issue, for I never was in such a confusion in my life, and that in great sums. The 31st of March. All the morning at the office busy, at noon to dinner, and thence to the office and did my business there as soon as I could, and then home and to my accounts, where very late at them. But, Lord, what a deal of do I have to understand any part of them! And, in short, do what I could not come to an understanding of them. But after I had thoroughly wearied myself, I was forced to go to bed, and leave them, much against my will, and vow, too. but I hope God will forgive me in it, for I have sat up these 4 nights till past 12 at night to master them, but cannot. Thus ends this month with my head and mind mightily full and disquiet, because of my accounts, which I have let go too long, and confounded my public with my private, that I cannot come to any liquidating of them. However, I do see that I must be grown richer than I was by a good deal the last month. Busy also I am in thoughts for a husband for my sister, and to that end my wife and I have determined that she shall presently go into the country to my father and mother, and consider of a proffer made them for her in the country, which, if she likes, shall go forward. April 1666. The first. Lord's Day. Up and abroad and by coach to Charing Cross to wait on Sir Philip Howard, whom I found in bed, and he doth receive me very civilly. My request was about suffering my wife's brother to go to sea, and to save his pay in the Duke's guards, which, after a little difficulty, he did with great respect agree to. I find him a very fine-spoken gentleman, and one of great parts, and very courteous. Much pleased with this visit, I to Whitehall, where I met Sir George Downing, and to discourse with him an hour about the exchequer payments upon the late act, and informed myself of him thoroughly in my safety, in lending £2,000 to Sir William Warren, upon an order of his upon the exchequer for £2,602, and I do purpose to do it. Thence, meeting Dr. Allen, the physician, he and I and another walked in the park, a most pleasant warm day, and to the Queen's Chapel, where I do not so dislike the music. Here I saw on a post an invitation to all good Catholics to pray for the soul of such a one, departed this life. The Queen, I hear, doth not yet hear of the death of her mother, she being in a course of physic that they dare not tell it her. At noon, by coach, home, and there by invitation met my uncle and aunt White and their cousin Mary, and dined with me, and very merry. After dinner my uncle and I abroad by coach to Whitehall, up and down the house, and I did some business, and thence with him and a gentleman he met with, to my Lord Chancellor's new house, and there viewed it again and again, and up to the top, and I like it as well as ever, and I think it a most noble house. So all up and down my Lord St. Albans, his new building, and market-house, and the tavern under the market-house, looking to and again into every place of building, and so away, and took coach and home, where to my accounts, and was at them till I could not hold open my eyes, and so to bed. I this afternoon made a visit to my Lady Carteret, whom I understood newly come to town, and she took it mighty kindly, but I see her face and heart are dejected from the condition her husband's matters stand in. But I hope they will do all well enough, and I do comfort her as much as I can, for she is a noble lady. The 2nd of April. Up and to the office, and thence with Mr. Gordon to Guildhall, to see the books and tallies there in the chamber. And by the way in the street his new coach broke, and we feigned to take an old hackney. Thence to the Exchequer again to inform myself of some other points in the new Act, in order to my lending Sir William Warren £2,000, upon an order of his upon the Act, which they all encourage me to. There, walking with Mr. Gordon in Westminster Hall, he and I to talk from one business to another, and at last to the marriage of his daughter. He told me the story of Creed's pretences to his daughter, and how he would not believe but she loved him, while his daughter was in great passion, on the other hand, against him. Thence to talk of his son Benjamin, and I proposed a match for him, and at last named my sister, which he embraces heartily, and speaking of the lowness of her portion, that it would be less than £1,000, he tells me if everything else agrees, he will, out of what he means to give me yearly, make a portion for her shall cost me nothing more than I intend freely. This did mightily rejoice me, and full of it, did go with him to London to the change, and there did much business, and at the coffee-house with Sir William Warren, who very wisely did show me that my matching my sister with Mr. Gordon would undo me in all my places, everybody suspecting me in all I do, and I shall neither be able to serve him nor free myself from imputation of being of his faction, while I am placed for his severest check. I was convinced that it would be for neither of our interests to make this alliance, and so am quite off of it again, but with great satisfaction in the motion. Thence to the Crown Tavern behind the Exchange, to meet with Cock and Fenn, and did so, and dined with them, and after dinner had the intent of our meeting, which was some private discourse with Fenn, telling him what I hear and think of his business, which he takes very kindly, and says he will look about him. It was about his giving of ill language and answers to people that come to him about money, and some other particulars. This morning Mistress Barbary and little Mistress Tooker went away home hence. Thence my wife by coach calling me, we to Whitehall to visit my Lady Carteret. She was not within. So to Westminster Hall, where I purposely took my wife well-dressed into the hall to see and be seen, and among others Howlett's daughter, who is newly married, and is she I call wife, and one I love mightily. So to Broad Street, and there met my lady and Sir George Carteret, and sat and talked with them a good while, and so home and to my accounts, which I cannot get through with, but at it till I grow drowsy and so to bed, mightily vexed that I can come to no better issue in my accounts. The 3rd of April. Up and Sir William Warren with me betimes, and signed a bond and assigned his order on the Exchequer to a blank for me to fill, and I did deliver him £1,900. The truth is, it is a great venture to venture so much on the act, but thereby I hedge in £300 gift for my service about some ships that he hath bought, prizes, and good interest besides, and his bond to repay me the money at 6 weeks' warning. So to the office, where busy all the morning. At noon home to dinner, and there my brother Balty dined with me and my wife, who is becoming a good serious man, and I hope to do him good, being sending him a muster-master of one of the squadrons of the fleet. After dinner, and he gone, I to my accounts hard all the afternoon till it was quite dark, and I thank God I do come to bring them very fairly to make me worth £5,000 stock in the world, which is a great mercy to me, though I am a little troubled to find £50 difference between the particular account I make to myself of my profits and loss in each month, and the account which I raise from my acquittances and money, which I have at the end of every month in my chest and other men's hands. However, I do well believe that I am effectually £5,000, the greatest sum I ever was in my life yet, and this day I have, as I have said before, agreed with Sir William Warren, and got of him £300 gift. At night a while to the office, and then home, and supped, and to my accounts again till I was ready to have slept, there being no pleasure to handle them if they are not kept in good order. So to bed. The 4th of April. Up and with Sir William Penn in his coach to Whitehall, in his way talking simply and fondly as he used to do, but I find myself to slight him and his simple talk, I thank God, and that my condition will enable me to do it. Thence, after doing our business with the Duke of York, with Captain Cock home to the Change in his coach. He promises me presently a dozen of silver salts, and proposes a business for which he hath promised Mistress Williams, for my Lord Brunker. A set of plate shall cost him £500, and me the like, which will be a good business indeed. After done several businesses at the Change, I home, and being washing day dined upon cold meat, and so abroad by coach to Hales's, and there sat till night, mightily pleased with my picture, which is now almost finished. So by coach home, it being the fast day, and to my chamber, and so, after supper to bed, consulting how to send my wife into the country, to advise about Paul's marriage, which I much desire, and my father too, and two or three offers are now in hand. The 5th of April. Up and before office time to Lombard Street, and there at Viner's was shown the silver plates made for Captain Cock, to present my Lord Brunker. And I chose a dozen of the same weight to be bespoke for myself, which he told me yesterday he would give me on the same occasion. To the office where the falseness and impertinences of Sir William Penn would make a man mad to think of. At noon would have avoided, but could not, dining with my Lord Brunker and his mistress with Captain Cock at the Sun Tavern in Fish Street, where a good dinner, but the woman doth tire me. And indeed, to see how simply my Lord Brunker, who is otherwise a wise man, doth proceed at the table in serving of Cock, without any means of understanding in his proposal or defence when opposed, would make a man think him a fool. After dinner, home, where I find my wife hath on a sudden, upon notice of a coach going away tomorrow, taken a resolution of going in it to Brampton, we having lately thought it fit for her to go, to satisfy herself and me in the nature of the fellow that is there proposed to my sister. So she to fit herself for her journey, and I to the office all the afternoon till late, and so home, and late, putting notes to, "It is decreed, nor shall thy fate," etc., and then to bed. The plague this week is to our great grief increased 9 this week, though decreased a few in the total, and this increase runs through many parishes, which makes us much fear the next year. The 6th of April. Up mighty betimes upon my wife's going this day toward Brampton. I could not go to the coach with her, but Will Hewers did, and hath leave from me to go the whole day's journey with her. All the morning upon business at the office, and at noon dined. And Mistress Hunt coming, lent her £5 on her occasions, and so carried her to Axe Yard End at Westminster, and there left her. A good and understanding woman, and her husband, I perceive, thrives mightily in his business of the excise. Thence to Mr. Hale's, and there sat, and my picture almost finished, which, by the word of Mr. and Mistress Pierce, who came in accidentally, is mighty like, and I am sure I am mightily pleased both in the thing and the posture. Thence with them home a little, and so to Whitehall, and there met by agreement with Sir Stephen Fox and Mr. Ashburnham, and discoursed the business of our excise tallies, the former being treasurer of the guards, and the other, cofferer of the king's household. I benefited much by their discourse. We came to no great conclusion upon our discourse, but parted, and I home, where all things methinks melancholy in the absence of my wife. This day great news of the Swedes, declaring for us against the Dutch, and so far as that, I believe it. After a little supper, to bed. The 7th of April. Lay pretty long today, lying alone and thinking on several businesses. So up to the office and there till noon, thence with my Lord Brunker home by coach to Mistress Williams's, where Bab Allen and Dr. Charlton dined. Bab and I sang, and were mighty merry as we could be there, where the rest of the company did not overplease. Thence took her by coach to Hales's, and there find Mistress Pierce and her boy and Mary. She had done sitting the first time, and indeed her face is mighty like at first dash. Thence took them to the cake house, and there called in the coach for cakes, and drank. And thence I carried them to my Lord Chancellor's new house, to show them that, and all mightily pleased. Thence set each down at home, and so I home to the office, where about 10 of the clock Will Hewers comes to me, to tell me that he left my wife well this morning at Buckton, which was great riding, and brings me a letter from her. She is very well got thither, of which I am heartily glad. After writing several letters, I home to supper and to bed. The Parliament, of which I was afeard of their calling us of the Navy, to an account of the expense of money and stores, and wherein we were so little ready to give them a good answer. The Bishop of Munster, everybody says, is coming to peace with the Dutch, we having not supplied him with the monies promised him. The 8th of April. Up and was in great trouble how to get a passage to Whitehall, it raining and no coach to be had, so I walked to the Old Swan and there got a scull. To the Duke of York, where we all met to hear the debate between Sir Thomas Allen and Mr. Waif, the former complaining of the latter's ill usage of him at the late pay of his ship. But a very sorry poor occasion he had for it. The Duke did determine it with great judgment, chiding both, but encouraging Waith to continue to be a check to all captains in anything to the King's right. And indeed I never did see the Duke do anything more in order, nor with more judgment, than he did pass the verdict in this business. The court full this morning of the news of Tom Chiffinch's death, the King's closet keeper. He was well last night as ever, playing at tables in the house, and not very ill this morning, 6 o'clock, yet dead before 7. They think of an imposthume in his breast. But it looks fearfully among people nowadays, the plague, as we hear, increasing everywhere again. To the chapel, but could not get in to hear well. But I had the pleasure once in my life to see an archbishop, this was of York, in a pulpit. Then, at a loss how to get home to dinner, having promised to carry Mistress Hunt thither, at last got my Lord Hinchingbroke's coach, he staying at court, and so took her up in Axyard and home and dined. And good discourse of the old matters of the Protector and his family, she having a relation to them. The Protector lives in France, spends about £500 per annum. Thence carried her home again, and then to court, and walked over to St. James's Chapel, thinking to have heard a Jesuit preach, but came too late. So got a hackney and home, and there to business. At night had Mercer comb my head, and so to supper, sing a psalm, and to bed. The 9th of April. Up betimes, and with my joiner, begun the making of the window in my boy's chamber bigger, proposing it shall be a room to eat, and for having music in. To the office, where a meeting upon extraordinary business. At noon, to the change about more, and then home with Creed, and dined, and then with him to the committee of Tangier, where I got 2 or 3 things done I had a mind to, of convenience to me. Thence by coach to Mistress Pierce's, and with her and Nip and Mistress Pierce's boy and girl abroad, thinking to have been merry at Chelsea. But being come almost to the house by coach near the waterside, a house alone, I think the Swan, a gentleman walking by called to us to tell us the house was shut up of the sickness. So we, with great affright, turned back, being holden to the gentleman, and went away, I, for my part, in great disorder, for Kensington. And there I spent about 30 shillings upon the jades with great pleasure. And we sang finely and stayed till about 8 at night, the night coming on apace. And so set them down at Pierce's, and so away home, where a while with Sir William Warren about business, and then to bed. The 10th of April. Up betimes and many people to me about business, to the office and there sat till noon, and then home and dined, and to the office again all the afternoon, where we sat all the first time of our resolution to sit both forenoons and afternoons. Much business at night and then home, and though late, did see some work done by the plasterer to my new window in the boy's chamber plastered. Then to supper, and after having my head combed by the little girl, to bed. Bad news that the plague is decreased in the general again, and too increased in the sickness. The 11th of April. To Whitehall. Having first set my people to work about setting my rails upon the leads of my wife's closet, a thing I have long designed, but never had a fit opportunity till now. After having done with the Duke of York, I to Hales's, where there was nothing found to be done more to my picture but the music, which now pleases me mightily, it being painted true. Thence home, and after dinner to Gresham College, where a great deal of do, and formality in choosing of the council and officers. I had 3 votes to be of the council, who am but a stranger, nor expected any. So my Lord Brunker being continued president, I home, where I find to my great content my rails up upon my leads. To the office, and did a little business, and then home, and did a great job at my Tangier accounts, which I find are mighty apt to run into confusion, my head also being too full of other businesses and pleasures. This noon Bagwell's wife came to me to the office, after her being long at Portsmouth. After supper, and past 12 at night, to bed. The 12th of April. Up and to the office, where all the morning, at noon, dined at home, and so to my office again, and taking a turn in the garden, my Lady Penn comes to me, and takes me into her house, where I find her daughter, and a pretty lady of her acquaintance, one Mistress Lowther, sister, I suppose, of her servant Lowther's, with whom I, notwithstanding all my resolution to follow business close this afternoon, did stay talking and playing the fool almost all the afternoon, and there saw two or three foolish sorry pictures of her doing, but very ridiculous compared to what my wife doth. She grows mighty homely, and looks old. Thence, shamed at myself for this loss of time, yet not able to leave it, I to the office, where my Lord Brunker came, and he and I had a little fray, he being, I find, a very peevish man if he be denied what he expects, and very simple in his argument in this business, about signing a warrant for paying Sir Thomas Allen £1,000 out of the groats. But we were pretty good friends before we parted, and so we broke up, and I to the writing my letters by the post, and so home to supper and to bed. The 13th and 14th of April. Up being called by my wife's brother, for whom I have got a commission from the Duke of York for muster-master of one of the divisions of which Harmon is rear-admiral, of which I am glad as well as he. After I had acquainted him with it and discoursed a little of it, I went forth and took him with me by coach to the Duke of Albemarle, who, being not up, I took a walk with Balty into the park, and to the Queen's Chapel, it being Good Friday, where people were all upon their knees very silent, but it seems no mass this day. So back and waited on the Duke and received some commands of his, and so by coach to Mr. Hales's, where it is pretty strange to see that his second doing, I mean the second time of her sitting, is less like Mistress Pierce than the first, and yet I am confident will be most like her, for he is so curious that I do not see how it is possible for him to mistake. Here he and I presently resolved of going to Whitehall to spend an hour in the galleries there among the pictures, and we did so to my extraordinary satisfaction, he showing me the difference in the painting. And when I come more and more to distinguish and observe the workmanship, I do not find so many good things as I thought there was, but yet great difference between the works of some and others. And while my head and judgment was full of these, I would go back again to his house to see his pictures. And indeed, though I think at first sight some difference doth open, yet very inconsiderably, but that I may judge his to be very good pictures. Here we fell into discourse of my picture, and I am for his putting out the landscape, though he says it is very well done, yet I do judge it will be best without it. And so it shall be put out, and be made a plain sky like my wife's picture, which will be very noble. Thence called upon an old woman in Panier Alley to agree for ruling of some paper for me, and she will do it pretty cheap. Here I find her have a very comely black maid to her servant, which I liked very well. So home to dinner, and to see my joiner do the bench upon my leads, to my great content. After dinner I abroad to carry paper to my old woman, and so to Westminster Hall, and there, beyond my intention or design, did see and speak with Betty Howlett at her father's still, and it seems they carry her to her own house to begin the world with her young husband on Monday next, Easter Monday. I please myself with the thoughts of her neighbourhood, for I love the girl mightily. Thence home and thither comes Mr. Hooblin and a brother, with whom I even for the charter parties of their ships for Tangier, and paid them the third advanced on their freight, to full satisfaction. And so they being gone comes Creed, and with him till past one in the morning, evening his accounts till my head ached, and I was fit for nothing. However, coming at last, luckily to see through and settle all to my mind, it did please me mightily, and so with my mind at rest, to bed, and he with me, and hard to sleep. Up about seven and finished our papers, he and I delivered him tallies and some money, and so away. I to the office, where we sat all the morning. At noon dined at home and Creed with me, then parted and I to the office and anon called thence by Sir Hugh Chumley, and he and I to my chamber, and there settled our matters of accounts and did give him tallies and money to clear him, and so he being gone, and all these accounts cleared, I shall be even with the King so as to make a very clear and short account in a very few days, which pleases me very well. Here he and I discoursed a great while about Tangier, and he doth convince me, as things are now ordered by my Lord Bellis's, and will be by Norwood, men that do only mind themselves, the garrison will never come to anything, and he proposes his own being governor, which in truth I do think will do very well, and that he will bring it to something. He gone, I to my office, where to write letters late, and then home and looked over a little more my papers of accounts lately passed, and so to bed. The 15th of April, Easter Day. Up and by water to Westminster to the Swan to lay down my cloak, and there found Sarah alone, with whom, after I had stayed a while, I to Whitehall Chapel, and there, coming late, could hear nothing of the Bishop of London's sermon, so walked into the park to see the Queen's Chapel, and there heard a good deal of their mass and some of their music, which is not so contemptible, I think, as our people would make it, it pleasing me very well. And indeed, better than the anthem I heard afterward at Whitehall at my coming back. I stayed till the King went down to receive the sacrament, and stood in his closet with a great many others, and there saw him receive it, which I did never see the manner of before. But do see very little difference between the degree of the ceremonies used by our people in the administration thereof, and that in the Roman Church, saving that methought our chapel was not so fine, nor the manner of doing it so glorious as it was in the Queen's Chapel. Thence walked to Mr. Pierce's, and there dined, I alone with him and her and their children, very good company and good discourse, they being able to tell me all the business of the court, the amours and the mad doings that are there, how, for certain, Mistress Stuart doth do everything now with the King that a mistress should do, and that the King hath many bastard children that are known and owned, besides the Duke of Monmouth. After a great deal of this discourse, I walked thence into the park with her little boy James with me, who is the wittiest boy and the best company in the world, and so back again through Whitehall, both coming and going, and people did generally take him to be my boy, and some would ask me. Thence home to Mr. Pierce again, and he being gone forth, she and I and the children out by coach to Kensington, to where we were the other day, and with great pleasure stayed till night, and were mighty late getting home, the horses tiring and stopping at every 20 steps. By the way we discoursed of Mistress Clark, who, she says, is grown mighty high, fine, and proud, but tells me an odd story how Captain Rolt did see her the other day, accost a gentleman in Westminster Hall, and went with him, and he dogged them to Moorfields to a little blind bawdy-house, and there stayed watching 3 hours, and they came not out, so could stay no longer, but left them there, and he is sure it was she, he knowing her well, and describing her very clothes to Mistress Pierce, which she knows are what she wears. Seeing them well at home, I homeward, but the horses at Ludgate Hill made a final stop, so there I lighted, and with a link, it being about 10 o'clock, walked home, and after singing a psalm or two, and supped, to bed. The 16th of April. Up and set my people, Mercer, Will Hewers, Tom, and the girl at work at ruling and stitching my ruled books for the muster masters, and I hard toward the settling of my Tangier accounts. At noon, dined alone, the girl Mercer, taking physic, can eat nothing, and Will Hewer went forth to dinner. So up to my accounts again, and then comes Mistress Mercer and fair Mistress Turner, a neighbour of hers that my wife knows by their means, to visit me. I stayed a great while with them, being taken with this pretty woman, though a mighty silly affected citizen woman she is. Then I left them to come to me to supper anon, and myself out by coach to my old woman in Panier Alley for my ruled papers, and they are done. And I am much more taken with her black maid Nan. Thence further to Westminster, thinking to have met Mistress Martin, but could not find her, so back and called at Curtin's to borrow 10 shillings to pay for my ruled papers, I having not money in my pocket enough to pay for them. But it was a pretty consideration that on this occasion I was considering, where I could, with most confidence in a time of need, borrow 10 shillings, and I protest I could not tell where to do it, and with some trouble and fear did ask it here. So that God keep me from want, for I shall be in a very bad condition to help myself if ever I should come to want or borrow. Thence called for my papers, and so home, and there comes Mistress Turner and Mercer, and supped with me, and well pleased I was with their company, but especially Mistress Turner's, she being a very pretty woman of person, and her face pretty good, but colour of her hair very fine and light. They stayed with me talking till about 11 o'clock, and so home, Will Cure, who supped with me, leading them home. So I to bed. The 17th of April. Up into the office, where all the morning, at noon, dined at home, my brother Balti with me, who is fitting himself to go to sea. So I, after dinner, to my accounts, and did proceed a good way in settling them, and thence to the office, where all the afternoon late writing my letters and doing business. But, Lord, what a conflict I had with myself, my heart tempting me 1,000 times to go abroad, about some pleasure or other, notwithstanding the weather foul. However, I reproached myself with my weakness in yielding so much my judgment to my sense, and prevailed with difficulty, and did not budge, but stayed within, and to my great content did a great deal of business, and so home to supper and to bed. This day I am told that Mal Davis, the pretty girl that sang and danced so well at the Duke's house, is dead. The 18th of April. And by coach with Sir William Batten and Sir Thomas Allen to Whitehall, and there, after attending the Duke as usual, and there concluding of many things preparative to the Prince and the General's going to sea on Monday next, Sir William Batten and Sir Thomas Allen and I, to Mr. Lilly's, the painter's, and there saw the heads, some finished and all begun, of the flagmen in the late great fight with the Duke of York against the Dutch. The Duke of York hath them done to hang in his chamber, and very finely they are done indeed. There is the Prince's, Sir George Askew's, Sir Thomas Teddiman's, Sir Christopher Ming's, Sir Joseph Jordan, Sir William Barclay, Sir Thomas Allen and Captain Harmon's, as also the Duke of Albemarle's, and will be my Lord Sandwich's, Sir William Penn's, and Sir Jeremy Smith's. Being very well satisfied with this sight and other good pictures hanging in the house, we parted, and I left them, and to pass away a little time, went to the printed picture sellers in the way thence to the Exchange, and there did see great plenty of fine prints, but did not buy any, only a print of an old pillar in Rome, made for a naval triumph, which for the antiquity of the shape of ships I buy and keep. Thence to the Exchange, that is, the New Exchange, and looked over some playbooks, and intend to get all the late new plays. So to Westminster, and there at the Swan got a bit of meat and dined alone, and so away toward King Street. And spying out of my coach Jane, that lived heretofore at Jervis's, my barber's, I went a little further, and stopped and went on foot back and overtook her taking water at Westminster Bridge, and spoke to her. And she, telling me whither she was going, I over the water and met her at Lambeth, and there drank with her, she telling me how he that was so long her servant did prove to be a married man, though her master told me, which she denies, that he had lain with her several times at his house. There left her, sin hacer alguna cosa con ella, and so away by boat to the Change, and took coach, and to Mr. Hale's, where he would have persuaded me to have had the landscape stand in my picture, but I like it not, and will have it otherwise, which I perceive he doth not like so well, however, is so civil as to say it shall be altered. Thence away to Mistress Pierce's, who was not at home, but gone to my house to visit me with Mistress Nip. I therefore took up the little girl Betty and my maid Mary that now lives there, and to my house, where they had been, but were gone. So in our way back again, met them coming back again to my house, in Cornhill, and there stopped, laughing at our pretty misfortunes, and so I carried them to Fish Street, and there treated them with prawns and lobsters. And it beginning to grow dark, we away, but the jest is, our horses would not draw us up the hill, but we were fain to light, and stay till the coachman had made them draw down to the bottom of the hill, thereby warming their legs, and then they came up cheerfully enough, and we got up, and I carried them home. And coming home, called at my paper ruler's, and there found Black Nan, which pleases me mightily, and having saluted her again and again, away home and to bed. Après ayant tocado les mamelles de Mercer, que eran ouvert, con grand plaisir. So to bed. In all my riding in the coach and intervals, my mind hath been full these 3 weeks of setting to music, It Is Decreed, etc. The 19th of April. Lay long in bed, so to the office where all the morning, at noon dined with Sir William Warren at the Pope's Head, so back to the office and there met with the commissioners of the ordnance, where Sir William Penn, being almost drunk, vexed me, and the more because Mr. Chichley observed it with me, and it was a disparagement to the office. They gone, I to my office. Anon comes home my wife from Brampton, not looked for till Saturday, which will hinder me of a little pleasure, but I am glad of her coming. She tells me Paul's business with Ensom is like to go on, but I must give, and she consents to it, another £100. She says she doubts my father is in want of money, for rents come in mighty slowly. My mother grows very impatient and troublesome, and my father mighty infirm through his old distemper, which altogether makes me mighty thoughtful. Having heard all this, and bid her welcome, I to the office, where late, and so home, and after a little more talk with my wife, she to bed, and I after her. The 20th of April. Up and after an hour or two's talk with my poor wife, who gives me more and more content every day than other, I abroad by coach to Westminster, and there met with Mistress Martin, and she and I over the water to Stangate, and after a walk in the fields to the King's Head, and there spent an hour or two with pleasure with her, and ate a tansy, and so parted. And I to the New Exchange, there to get a list of all the modern plays, which I intend to collect, and to have them bound up together. Thence to Mr. Hales, and there, though against his particular mind, I had my landscape done out, and only a heaven made in the room of it, which though it doth not please me thoroughly now it is done, yet it will do better than as it was before. Thence to Paul's churchyard, and there bespoke some new books, and so to my ruling woman's, and there did see my work a-doing, and so home, and to my office a little, but was hindered of business I intended by being sent for to Mistress Turner, who desired some discourse with me and lay her condition before me, which is bad and poor. Sir Thomas Harvey intends again to have lodgings in her house, which she prays me to prevent if I can, which I promised. Thence to talk generally of our neighbours. I find she tells me the faults of all of them, and their bad words of me and my wife, and indeed doth discover more than I thought. But I told her, and so will practice, that I will have nothing to do with any of them. She ended all with a present of shells to my wife, very fine ones indeed, and seems to have great respect and honour for my wife. So home and to bed. The 21st of April. Up betimes and to the office there to prepare some things against the afternoon, for discourse about the business of the pursers and settling the pursers' matter of the fleet, according to my proposition. By and by the office sat, and they being up, I continued at the office to finish my matters against a meeting before the Duke this afternoon. So home about 3 to clap a bit of meat in my mouth, and so away with Sir William Batten to Whitehall, and there to the Duke, but he being to go abroad to take the air, he dismissed us presently without doing anything till tomorrow morning. So my Lord Brunker and I down to walk in the garden, it being a mighty hot and pleasant day, and there was the King, who among others talked to us a little, and among other pretty things he swore merrily that he believed the catch that Sir William Batten bought the last year at Colchester was of his own getting, it was so thick to its length. Another pleasant thing he said of Christopher Pett, commending him that he will not alter his moulds of his ships upon any man's advice, as, says he, Commissioner Taylor, I fear, doth of his new London that he makes it differ in hopes of mending the old London built by him. For, says he finds that God hath put him into the right, and so will keep in it while he is in. And, says the King, I am sure it must be God put him in, for no art of his own ever could have done it, for it seems he cannot give a good account of what he doth as an artist. Thence with my Lord Brunker in his coach to Hyde Park, the first time I have been there this year. There the king was, but I was sorry to see my Lady Castlemaine, for the mourning forcing all the ladies to go in black, with their hair plain and without any spots. I find her to be a much more ordinary woman than ever I durst have thought she was, and indeed is not so pretty as Mistress Stuart, whom I saw there also. Having done at the park, he set me down at the Exchange, and I by coach home and there to my letters, and they being done to writing a large letter about the business of the pursers to Sir William Batten against tomorrow's discourse. And so home and to bed. The 22nd of April, Lord's Day. Up and put on my new black cloak coat, long, down to my knees, and with Sir William Batten to Whitehall, where all in deep mourning for the Queen's mother. There had great discourse before the Duke, and Sir William Coventry begun the discourse of the day about the purser's business, which I seconded, and with great liking to the Duke, whom, however, afterward my Lord Brunker and Sir William Penn did stop by something they said, though not much to the purpose, yet because our proposition had some appearance of certain charge to the King, it was ruled that for this year we should try another way, the same in every respect with ours, leaving out one circumstance, of allowing the pursers the victuals of all men short of the compliment. I was very well satisfied with it, and am contented to try it, wishing it may prove effectual. Thence away with Sir William Batten in his coach home, in our way he telling me the certain news which was afterward confirmed to me this day by several, that the Bishop of Munster hath made a league with the Hollanders, and that our king and court are displeased much at it. Moreover, we are not sure of Sweden. I home to my house, and there dined mighty well, my poor wife and Mercer and I. So back again, walked to Whitehall, and there too and again in the park, till, being in the shoemaker's stocks, I was heartily weary. Yet walked, however, to the Queen's Chapel at St. James's, and there saw a little maid baptized. Many parts and words whereof are the same with that of our liturgy, and little that is more ceremonious than ours. Thence walked to Westminster, and there ate a bit of bread and drank, and so to Worcester House, and there stayed and saw the council up, and then back, walked to the cockpit, and there took my leave of the Duke of Albemarle, who is going tomorrow to sea. He seems mightily pleased with me, which I am glad of, but I do find infinitely my concernment in being careful to appear to the King and Duke to continue my care of his business, and to be found diligent as I used to be. Thence walked wearily as far as Fleet Street, and so there met a coach and home, to supper and to bed, having sat a great while with Will Joyce, who came to see me, and it is the first time I have seen him at my house since the plague, and find him the same impertinent prating coxcomb that ever he was. The 23rd of April. Being mighty weary last night, lay long this morning, then up and to the office, where Sir William Batten, Lord Brunker, and I met, and toward noon took coach, and to Whitehall, where I had the opportunity to take leave of the Prince, and again of the Duke of Albemarle, and saw them kiss the King's hand and the Duke's. And much content indeed there seems to be in all people at their going to sea, and promise themselves much good from them. This morning the House of Parliament have met only to adjourn again till winter. The plague, I hear, increases in the town much, and exceedingly in the country everywhere. Thence walked to Westminster Hall, and after a little stay there, there being nothing now left to keep me there, Betty Howlett being gone, I took coach and away home, in my way asking in two or three places the worth of pearl, I being now come to the time that I have long ago promised my wife a necklace. Dined at home and took Balty with me to Hales's, to show him his sister's picture, and thence to Westminster, and there I to the Swan, and drank. And so back again alone to Hales, and there met my wife and Mercer, Mistress Pierce being sitting, and two or three idle people of her acquaintance more standing by. Her picture doth come on well. so stayed till she had done, and then set her down at home, and my wife and I and the girl by coach to Islington, and there ate and drank in the coach, and so home, and there find a girl, sent at my desire by Mistress Mitchell of Westminster Hall, to be my girl under the cook-maid Susan. But I am a little dissatisfied that the girl, though young, is taller and bigger than Sue, and will not, I fear, be under her command, which will trouble me, and the more because she is recommended by a friend that I would not have any unkindness with. But my wife doth like very well of her. So to my accounts and journal at my chamber, there being bonfires in the street for being St. George's Day, and the King's coronation, and the day of the Prince and Dukes going to sea. So, having done my business, to bed. The 24th of April. Up and presently am told that the girl that came yesterday hath packed up her things to be gone home again to Enfield, whence she came, which I was glad of, that we might be at first rid of her altogether, rather than be liable to her going away hereafter. The reason was that London doth not agree with her. So I did give her something, and away she went. By and by comes Mr. Bland to me, the first time since his coming from Tangier, and tells me, in short, how all things are out of order there, and like to be, and the place never likely to come to anything, while the soldier governs all, and doth not encourage trade. He gone, I to the office where all the morning, and so to dinner, and there in the afternoon very busy all day till late, and so home to supper and to bed. The 25th of April. Up and to Whitehall to the Duke, as usual, and did our business there. So I away to Westminster, Balty with me, whom I had presented to Sir William Coventry, and there told Mistress Mitchell of her kinswoman's running away, which troubled her. So home, and there find another little girl come from my wife's mother, likely to do well. After dinner I to the office, where Mr. Prynne came to meet about the chest business. Until company came, did discourse with me a good while alone in the garden about the laws of England, telling me the many faults in them, and among others, their obscurity through multitude of long statutes, which he is about to abstract out of all of a sort, and, as he lives, and parliaments come, get them put into laws, and the other statutes repealed. And then it will be a short work to know the law, which appears a very noble good thing. By and by Sir William Batten and Sir William Ryder met with us, and we did something to purpose about the chest, and hope we shall go on to do so. They up, I to present Balty to Sir William Penn, who at my entreaty did write a most obliging letter to Harmon to use him civilly, but the dissembling of that rogue is such that it doth not oblige me at all. So abroad to my rulers of my books, having, God forgive me, a mind to see Nan there, which I did, and so back again, and then out again to see Mistress Betton's, who were looking out of the window as I came through Fenchurch Street, so that indeed I am not, as I ought to be, able to command myself in the pleasures of my eye. So home, and with my wife and Mercer spent our evening upon our new leads by our bedchamber, singing, while Mistress Mary Battalier looked out of the window to us, and we talked together and at last bade good night. However, my wife and I stayed there, talking of several things with great pleasure till 11 o'clock at night. And it is a convenience I would not want for anything in the world, it being, methinks, better than almost any room in my house. So, having supped upon the leads, to bed. The plague, blessed be God, is decreased to 16 this week. The 26th of April. To the office, where all the morning. At noon, home to dinner, and in the afternoon to my office again, where very busy all the afternoon, and particularly about fitting of Mr. Yeebsley's accounts, for the view of the Lords Commissioners for Tangier. At night, home to supper and to bed. The 27th of April. Up, taking Balty with me, who lay at my house last night, in order to his going away today to sea with the pursers of the Henry, whom I appointed to call him. Abroad to many several places about several businesses, to my Lord Treasurer's, Westminster, and I know not where. At noon to the change a little, and then bespoke some maps to hang in my new room, my boy's room, which will be very pretty. home to dinner, and after dinner to the hanging up of maps and other things for the fitting of the room. And now it will certainly be one of the handsomest and most useful rooms in my house, so that what with this room and the room on my leads, my house is half as good again as it was. All this afternoon about this, till I was so weary and it was late, I could do no more but finish the room, so I did not get out to the office all the day long. At night spent a good deal of time with my wife and Mercer, teaching them a song. And so, after supper, to bed. The 28th of April. Up and to the office, at noon dined at home, after dinner abroad with my wife to Hales's, to see only our pictures and Mistress Pierce's, which I do not think so fine as I might have expected it. My wife to her father's to carry him some ruling work, which I've advised her to let him do, it will get him some money. She also is to look out again for another little girl, the last we had being also gone home, the very day she came. She was also to look after a necklace of pearl, which she is mighty busy about, I being contented to lay out £80 in one for her. I home to my business. By and by comes my wife, and presently after that, tide serving, Balti took leave of us, going to sea, and upon very good terms to be muster-master of a squadron, which will be worth £100 this year to him, besides keeping him the benefit of his pay in the guard. He gone, I very busy all the afternoon till night, among other things writing a letter to my brother John, the first I have done since my being angry with him, and that so sharp a one too, that I was sorry almost to send it when I had wrote it. But it is preparative to my being kind to him, and sending for him up hither, when he hath passed his degree of master in arts. So home to supper, and to bed. The 29th of April, Lord's Day. Up and to church, where Mr. Mills, a lazy, simple sermon upon the devil's having no right to anything in this world. So home to dinner, and after dinner I and my boy down by water to Redriff, and thence walked to Mr. Evelyn's, where I walked in his garden till he came from church, with great pleasure reading Ridley's discourse all my way going and coming, upon the civil and ecclesiastical law. He being come home, he and I walked together in the garden with mighty pleasure, he being a very ingenious man, and the more I know him, the more I love him. His chief business with me was to propose having my cousin Thomas Pepys in commission of the peace, which I do not know what to say to till I speak with him, but should be glad of it, and will put him upon it. Thence walked back again reading, and so took water, and home, where I find my uncle and aunt White, and supped with them upon my leads with mighty pleasure and mirth. And they being gone, I mighty weary to bed, after having my hair of my head cut shorter, even close to my skull, for coolness, it being mighty hot weather. The 30th of April. Up and being ready to finish my journals for 4 days past, to the office, where busy all the morning. At noon dined alone, my wife gone abroad to conclude about her necklace of pearl. I, after dinner, to even all my accounts of this month, and, bless God, I find myself, notwithstanding great expenses of late, viz. £80 now to pay for a necklace, near £40 for a set of chairs and couch, near £40 for my 3 pictures. Yet I do gather, and am now worth £5,200. My wife comes home by and by, and hath pitched upon a necklace with 3 rows, which is a very good one, and £80 is the price. In the evening, having finished my accounts to my full content, and joyed that I've evened them so plainly, remembering the trouble my last accounts did give me by being let alone a little longer than ordinary, by which to this day I am at a loss for £50. I hope I shall never commit such an error again, for I cannot devise where the £50 should be, but it is plain I ought to be worth £50 more than I am, and blessed be God the error was no greater. In the evening with my wife and Mercer by coach to take the air as far as Bow, and ate and drank in the coach by the way, and with much pleasure and pleased with my company, at night home and up to the leads, but were contrary to expectation, driven down again with a stink by Sir William Penn's emptying of a shitten pot in their house of office, close by, which doth trouble me for fear it do hereafter annoy me. So down to sing a little, and then to bed. So ends this month with great layings out, good health and gettings, and advanced well in the whole of my estate, for which God make me thankful. May 1666. The first. Up and all the morning at the office. At noon my cousin Thomas Pepys did come to me to consult about the business of his being a justice of the peace, which he is much against, and among other reasons, tells me as a confidence that he is not free to exercise punishment according to the act against Quakers and other people for religion. Nor doth he understand Latin, and so is not capable of the place as formerly, now all warrants do run in Latin. Nor is he in Kent, though he be of Deptford Parish, his house standing in Surrey. However, I did bring him to incline toward it, if he be pressed to take it. I do think it may be some repute to me to have my kinsman in commission there, especially if he behave himself to content in the country. He gone, and my wife gone abroad, I out also, to and fro, to see and be seen, among others to find out in Thames Street where Betty Howlett is come to live, being married to Mistress Mitchell's son, which I did about the old swan, but did not think fit to go thither or see them. Thence by water to Redriff, reading a new French book my Lord Brunker did give me today, L'Histoire Amoureuse des Gaules, being a pretty libel against the amours of the court of France. I walked up and down Deptford Yard, where I had not been since I came from living at Greenwich, which is some months. There I met with Mr. Castle, and was forced against my will to have his company back with me. So we walked and drank at the halfway house, and so to his house, where I drank a cup of cider, and so home, where I find Mr. Norbury, newly come to town, come to see us. After he gone, my wife tells me the ill news that our Sue is sick, and gone to bed with great pain in her head and back, which troubles us all. However, we to bed, expecting what tomorrow would produce. She hath, we conceive, wrought a little too much, having neither maid nor girl to help her. The 2nd of May. Up and find the girl better, which we are glad of. I with Sir William Batten to Whitehall by coach, there attended the Duke as usual, thence with Captain Cock, whom I met there, to London to my office to consult about serving him in getting him some money, he being already tired of his slavery to my Lord Brunker, and the charge it costs him, and gets no manner of courtesy from him for it. He gone, I home to dinner. Find the girl yet better, so no fear of being forced to send her out of doors as we intended. After dinner by water to Whitehall to a committee for Tangier, upon Mr. Yeebsley's business, which I got referred to a committee to examine. Thence, among other stops, went to my ruler's house, and there stayed a great while with Nan, idling away the afternoon with pleasure. By and by, home. So to my office a little, and then home to supper with my wife, the girl being pretty well again, and then to bed. The 3rd of May. Up and all the morning at the office. At noon, home, and contrary to my expectation, find my little girl Sue worse than she was, which troubled me, and the more to see my wife minding her painting, and not thinking of our house business, this being the first day of her beginning the second time to paint. This together made me froward, that I was angry with my wife, and would not have Brown to think to dine at my table with me always, being desirous to have my house to myself, without a stranger and a mechanic to be privy to all my concernments. Upon this my wife and I had a little disagreement, but it ended by and by, and then to send up and down for a nurse to take the girl home, and would have given anything, I offered to the only one that we could get 20 shillings per week, and we to find clothes and bedding and physic, and would have given 30 shillings as demanded, but desired an hour or two's time. So I away by water to Westminster, and there sent for the girl's mother to Westminster Hall to me. She came, and undertakes to get her daughter a lodging and nurse at next door to her, though she dare not, for the parish's sake, whose sexton her husband is, to take her into her own house. Thence home, calling at my booksellers and other trifling places, three or four, and so home. And in the evening the mother came, and with a nurse she hath got, who demanded, and I did agree at, 10 shillings per week to take her. And so she away, and my house mighty uncouth, having so few in it, and we shall want a servant or two by it. And the truth is, my heart was a little sad all the afternoon, and jealous of myself. But she went, and we all glad of it, and so a little to the office, and so home to supper and to bed. The 4th of May. Up and by water to Westminster to Charing Cross, Mr. Gregory for company with me, to Sir Philip Warwick's, who was not within. So I took Gregory to Whitehall, and there spoke with Joseph Williamson to have leave in the next Gazette to have a general pay for the chest at Chatham declared upon such a day in June. Here I left Gregory and I by coach back again to Sir Philip Warwick's, and in the park met him walking, so discoursed about the business of striking a quarter's tallies for Tangier due this day, which he hath promised to get my Lord Treasurer's warrant for, and so away thence, and to Mr. Hales to see what he had done to Mistress Pierce's picture, and whatever he pretends, I do not think it will ever be so good a picture as my wife's. Thence home to the office a little, and then to dinner, and had a great fray with my wife again about Brown's coming to teach her to paint, and sitting with me at table, which I will not yield to. I do thoroughly believe she means no hurt in it, but very angry we were, and I resolved all into my having my will done without disputing, be the reason what it will, and so I will have it. After dinner abroad again, and to the New Exchange about playbooks, and to Whitehall, thinking to have met Sir George Carteret, but failed. So to the Swan at Westminster, and there spent quarter of an hour with Jane, and thence away home. And my wife coming home by and by, having been at her mother's to pray her to look out for a maid for her, by coach into the fields to Bow, and so home back in the evening late home, and after supper to bed, being much out of order for lack of somebody in the room of Sue. This evening, being weary of my late idle courses, and the little good I shall do the king or myself in the office, I bound myself to very strict rules till Whitsunday next. The 5th of May. At the office all the morning, after dinner upon a letter from the fleet from Sir William Coventry, I did do a great deal of work for the sending away of the victuallers that are in the river, etc., too much to remember, till 10 at night busy about letters and other necessary matters of the office. About 11, I home, it being a fine moonshine, and so my wife and Mercer came into the garden, and my business being done, we sang till about 12 at night, with mighty pleasure to ourselves and neighbours, by their casements opening. And so home to supper and to bed. The 6th of May. Lord's Day. To church, home, and after dinner walked to Whitehall, thinking to have seen Mr. Coventry, but failed, and therefore walked clear on foot back again, busy till night in fitting my victualling papers in order, which I fear, through my multitude of business and pleasure, have not examined these several month. Walked back again home, and so to the victualling office, where I met Mr. Gordon, and have received some satisfaction, though it be short of what I expected and what might be expected from him. So this evening I have given, and so to supper and to bed. The 7th of May. Up betimes to set my victualling papers in order against Sir William Coventry comes, which indeed makes me very melancholy, being conscious that I am much to seek in giving a good answer to his queries about the victualling businesses. At the office, mighty busy, and brought myself into a pretty plausible condition before Sir William Coventry came, and did give him a pretty tolerable account of everything, and went with him unto the victualling office, where we sat and examined his businesses and state of the victualling of the fleet, which made me in my heart blush that I could say no more to it than I did or could, but I trust in God I shall never be in that condition again. We parted, and I with pretty good grace, and so home to dinner, where my wife troubled more and more with her swollen cheek. So to dinner my sister-in-law with us, who I find more and more a witty woman. And then I to my Lord Treasurer's, and the Exchequer about my Tangier businesses, and with mighty content passed by all things and persons without so much as desiring any stay or loss of time with them, being by strong vow obliged on no occasion to stay abroad but my public offices. So home again, where I find Mistress Pierce and Mistress Ferrers come to see my wife. I stayed a little with them, being full of business, and so to the office, where busy till late at night, and so weary and a little conscious of my failures today, yet proud that the day is over without more observation on Sir William Coventry's part. And so to bed, and to sleep soundly.